Our State Dance coverage from the Target Center, brought to you in part by Ag Processing Incorporated in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services Dawson, United Prairie Insurance Agency in Madison, Ludvigson Tiling, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Lee Motor Company, Jenny O Turkey Store, Heather Nursery, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, B. Johnson Electric, Luke Oy and Aaron Tasto at Ridgeview Seeds, your local Beck Seed dealers. And at 11:05, let's head back to the Target Center with Paul Ramo and friends.
All right, thanks a lot, Maynard. Day two of State Dance here at Target Center in downtown Minneapolis. Paul Ramo along with Ken Fransky and Grace Johnson high above the Target Center floor. We are excited for High Kick today, aren't we, guys?
Oh, me and Ken were talking before.
Come on, we're
and we are, it's a different, Kick Day just brings a whole lot more energy, and we're pumped, we're ready.
They just opened the doors here at Target Center, and I think we're going to have a lot bigger crowd than we had yesterday, Ken.
It's looking like it's going to be bigger. It's looking like it's going to be rowdier. We've got some YME fans right down below where we're broadcasting. They have a Welcome to the Jungle theme. You know, bad news, you know, it's not Guns N' Roses,
yep.
Welcome to Jungle. But there's a guy in like a zebra costume and like a leopard costume. And I mean, it's going to be lively here at Target Center today.
And the Lock of Parle Valley Dawson Boyd fans, they're coming in. We saw Paige Martinson. She running to her seat?
Yeah, as soon as they open those doors, let those fans in, they're gung-ho. They're ready.
All right, well, yesterday, just quickly recap yesterday, we did jazz,
yeah.
And the Shadows did very well.
Did excellent, Paul. I mean, we finally got to see some final scores yesterday. We knew it was tight competition all the way through. They finished second runner-up in the state Class A jazz, and just phenomenal performance. I mean, what a tight race. You know, we end up beating YME, not only on a tiebreaker we briefly talked about yesterday, but it looks like on the score sheets, Grace, it was a triple tiebreaker criteria for that second and third place finish, and then fourth and fifth place was a single tiebreaker as well, too. So just a phenomenal day of jazz yesterday for our Shadows. The YME Silhouettes represented Class 3A as top of the class performers again at state tournament level.
That's right, and the results were St. Cloud Cathedral taking first place, Lock of Parle Valley Dawson Boyd second, and Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes third. And all tournament team, Grace.
Yes, we had two dancers selected from each team as the all tournament dancers. And yesterday, for the Shadows, I believe it was Layla Poost and
Emily Torsenson.
Emily Torsenson.
Yep.
Both great dancers, great people outside of dance. Well deserved by both of them.
And then at YME, if I'm not mistaken, we had Riley Enstead and Jenna Weir for their two all tournament team selections from YME. So
yes.
Well deserved all around.
All right. So that was jazz yesterday, and we're going to turn our attention to High Kick. And Grace just mentioned, completely different animal, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, with jazz, there's a lot less dancers.
Did you get that? The animal jungle?
I picked up on you tying that in. Yep.
Right.
But we got a heaven theme we're going to talk about. Grace has a halo on.
Yes.
And it shocked me at first, Grace.
Yes. If you look at our fan section now, there's a lot of halos. There's angel wings. You know, the fans get into it, so it's really exciting.
Okay, didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No, you're fine.
But, yeah, talk about High Kick in the Shadows here.
Yeah, this year we have, like Paul said, a heaven theme. Blue, white, and black costumes, which I think are going to look phenomenal on the Target Center floor. And I'm just super excited to see it today. We got about 24 dancers dancing today. So it's going to be loud and awesome.
And not only the Shadows here from Section 3, but we got two other teams competing out of the 12 teams here in High Kick, Ken. The Gold Dusters from Montevideo. I promise you, I'm not going to play Thunderhawks this today like I did twice yesterday. And the Silhouettes from YME. Very good team, High Kick teams.
Yes, Section 3A, like we said yesterday, very strong section, if not the hardest in the whole state of Minnesota. So for us being able to send three and all those three teams being able to make it is just amazing.
And then, Paul, those were our same three schools yesterday in jazz. The Shadows, YME, and Montevideo represented us in jazz in 3A, and they earned their honors in kick today as well, too.
Okay. Why don't you introduce we're going to hear from the Shadows shortly, all of them. They're going to introduce themselves. I'm going to have Grace just rattle off their names in high kick today. Who's going to be on the floor for the Shadows?
Yes, today we have Haley Coyle, Jenna Coyle, Addie Dahl, Annika Fernopes, Lexi Glaggy, Isabella Jelly, Isabella Jacobs, Reese Johnson, Jada Kessler, Regan Martinson, Brandy Meyer, Reese Mitchell, Peyton Moe, Reese Oxendorf, Hannah Oy, Emerson Olson, Micaiah Poost, Layla Poost, Riley Sawatsky, Landry Schmidt, Atiana Specks, Emily Torsenson, Addie Tufto, McKaylee Wente, and alternate Grace Fosick.
All right, and they're coached by?
Head coach Carly Wagger and assistant coach Sarah Norman.
All right. And what's fascinating about that, Ken and Grace, is that we're here at State with this high kick team and a lot of new faces. First time. Talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. If I did the count right, we have 25 dancers total on our dance team. 24 dance kick because Layla Poost is out, and she was out yesterday for Jazz with an early season ankle injury. And if I'm not mistaken, Grace, the numbers I think I wrote down at sections, we have what would you gals at dance talk about, 11 rookies of the 25 on the high kick team this year are new to varsity high kick.
Yes.
I mean, that's just about half when I do the math, Paul. And that's amazing to me of how well they've performed. And I think it also speaks how well our JV programs have been, Jazz and high kick both, that 11 new rookies can step on the varsity and they're ending the year at the state tournament on Target Center floor. So speak more to that, Grace. It's just amazing.
Yeah, same yesterday, too. I think we had about five rookies on Jazz, too. And it's just amazing for them to, you know, walk on to quote-unquote championship team and do what they have done so far. They have beat St. Cloud Cathedral. They beat YME in both Jazz and high kick. So for them to come and walk on to this team, it's amazing because it takes a lot. And they've stepped up and, you know, they've done their job.
All right. Well, we'll preview more of that, but we're going to take a commercial break now, about a minute break here from Target Center. And when we come back, we have a special guest, and I mean a special guest we're going to talk to, part of the Shadows team, and we'll find out who that is right after these words from our fine sponsors.
State dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Ag Plus Cooperative, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, the Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Winthrop Farmers Mutual Insurance, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Dawson, Midwest Bank in Dawson, Sowearable Designs in Appleton, Lackbarrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Zarbach Funeral Home in Madison, Steve Haas and Seth Haas, your Golden Harvest seed dealers, Heartland Eye Clinic, and the Western Guard newspaper. Q92's coverage of state dance competition from the Target Center with Paul Ramo brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stilts Attorneys, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Appleton, Milan, and Marietta, Greg Thole Electric in Madison, Lackbarrel Valley High School, Wager Chiropractic, Pioneer Seeds, Dean Martinson, Madison Bottling Company, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Haugen Insurance Agency, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, and CCM Health in Montevideo.
Welcome back to Target Center, everyone. Paul Ramo along here with Grace Johnson and Ken Fransky. We have a special guest. We asked him to come on the radio with me because he plays a vital part of the Shadows team during state, and that's who? The bus driver. And the bus driver is Stan Munsterman. Thanks for coming on, Stan.
You're welcome. This is awesome.
Are you having fun?
Yes, I am. This is the second year I drove him for him, and it's awesome. Yes, last year was a lot different than this year with the COVID, but
this is a lot better at Target Center, right?
Oh, definitely it is.
Okay. You're the biggest cheerleader. I heard you cheer at the Pep Fest at Lackbarrel Valley. Give the big shout out, and we can hear you here at Target Center, and the girls love it, I bet.
Oh, they do, and as you can tell, I kind of lost my voice yesterday, so.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
And Grace, Stanton was your bus driver last year?
Yes, he was.
He makes it fun, right?
He does. He always, on little holidays and whatnot, he always brought us treats and stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You got to treat the girls. And I have a nickname, too, as a bus driver. It's Stanimal the Animal. And
say that again.
The animal. Yes.
Okay. So what's the bus rides like with the Shadows?
It's
coming down to the cities.
It's awesome. They are such nice girls to haul, to drive down to different competitions and practices. I don't have to worry about the bus being dirty or anything, because that's one of my rules is I have a garbage can up front, and they know where to put it. So, and the bus is kept clean, and they are just very polite girls.
I noticed when I was out at Lacaparral for the Pep Fest, the first thing I noticed is how clean the outside of the bus looked. Look how you waxed it. Did you?
That was 3.5 hours cleaning.
Only the best for the shadows,
yes,
right, Stan?
That's right.
That bus was shining yellow.
Did you see the inside?
No, I didn't.
A couple of the moms did an awesome job of decorating the inside, and last year they did the same thing, so it was good.
All right, and so you've been driving the shadows from Target Center to the motel in Bloomington, right?
Yes, and yesterday I had the opportunity to drive some of them shopping. They want to go shopping, and I go, yeah, this is all right.
How'd that go?
It went fine. I said, as long as I have enough room for the bus to park and be turned around and be able to get out of there. And they said, okay, no problem.
So how long you been a bus driver? Who you drive to?
I've been a bus driver for 2 years.
Okay.
And I was a semi-driver before that, and I love driving bus. It's doing activities only, no routes.
Yep, and you get to build some relationships with people.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. Well, you're sure having fun. I've been watching you. You sure been having fun yesterday with Jazz, and the girls are pretty happy with the outcome, I would guess, huh?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome seeing that.
All right. Well, Stan, I appreciate you taking time to coming on with us here, and hopefully the Shadows can pull off a championship here in High Kick today.
Well, thank you for having me, and all I can say is go Shadows.
Go Shadows.
Absolutely.
You can say it louder than that. I've heard
okay,
it start.
Go Shadows!
That works, Stan. All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. That's Stan Munsterman, the bus driver for the Shadows. It sounds like you have a lot of fun with your bus driver.
Absolutely. Throughout the years, we've had a lot of bus drivers, and Stan always seems to, you know, have so much energy and be so welcoming to all the girls. It's been awesome.
All right. Well, we got a couple of minutes left here before they start the national anthem and the introduction of the teams here. They'll bring the teams out on the floor, and then the competition begins at 11:30. And Ken's got the headset back on. Stan's quite the character, isn't he?
He is a personality fit for the radio perfectly, Paul. My best Stanimal the Animal moment last year, Grace, was, you know, at the hotel where we had to have our own awards ceremony. And at the very tail end, when I think it was one of the last total team pictures was being taken, Stan interrupted and said, "Can I say something about these girls?" And then he laid down on the floor, put his hand on his arm, and took one of the last photos with our state championship shadows last year. It's an unbelievable moment of how well he spoke of the girls, their humbleness, their respect. He's a class act, Stan is.
He is. So there's a little intro or a little capsule of what it's like driving the bus with. I should have asked Stan where his halo was.
Yeah, right. Nobody got him one.
Well, he's got that fancy black leather chauffeur type hat on, Paul. It's hiding his halo, or he's a little bit of the devilish halo with that hat. Maybe. Right. Have you ever interviewed a bus driver before?
I don't recall I've ever done that. So it's complete now.
Absolutely.
First time radio, right?
Yep.
There. Well, maybe Kurt Baldwin. You maybe had him on.
Oh yeah,
for baseball at least.
For
I know
baseball,
he's helped
yep.
you broadcast,
yep,
but
yep.
but maybe not official bus driver interview purpose.
No,
yeah.
That was a good one. All right, Grace and. Ken, I almost said Stan.
Yeah, that's
Stan.
Okay.
Let's talk about the other teams that are here in High Kick. There's 12 teams that will be competing. They'll all dance here in a little bit, and then they're going to pick 6 teams to dance later this afternoon in the finals. And let's maybe comment on some of the teams. Have you seen some of others dance, Grace?
Yeah, in a performance order for today, we have Minnewaska, Lake City, Yellow Medicine East, Montevideo, Dombrotto Mazeppa, Cosby Ironton, Bagley, St. Cloud Cathedral, ACGC, Cannon Falls, our Lacaparral Valley, Dawson Boyd Shadows, and New London Spicer.
All right, and have you seen some of the other teams at all this year yet?
Yes, Minnewaska, they used to be in our section prior to this year. I've seen them a couple times, a pretty solid dance. Lake City, we competed against them at our first competition in Cannon Falls. Montevideo, obviously, in our Section 3A. Dombrotto Mazeppa, they were here yesterday along with St. Cloud Cathedral and Cannon Falls. And then some new faces today are New London Spicer, ACGC, Bagley, and Crosby Ironton. So it'll be fun to see those routines.
I don't think I've ever recalled ACGC being at a state dance before. Have you?
I don't, Paul.
Okay.
But, you know, I forget a lot of things. But, no, I do not. I don't know about New London Spicer either. They've been in and out of our section a little bit, too. Mm-hmm. But certainly Minnewaska, to me, is one the last 4 or 5 years has stood out of a program that's really improving and coming on strong. So it's fun to see them in a different section earn a state bid berth again this year and things. So, yeah, there's some definite new faces in there that I guess I haven't seen any of these other than the ones at our section last week live in person. So it's going to be fun. There's a lot of competition here at the kick. You know, there's three teams that maybe are a little bit stronger in the scores coming out of sections, and then there's this mess and cluster between the team 4 to team 12 in a sense too. So it's going to be as competitive or maybe more than yesterday, I should say. And okay. I know, Paul, we were, you know, chatting about how strong Section 3A is.
Right.
Coming off the section scores, bowled out of our Section 3A, did not qualify for state. Montevideo edged them out for the third spot in our section, and Bold posted the 9th best section score in high kick for Class A. So that just speaks to Cambie Mineota had the 16th best score, and the team above them and the team below them are both here at the state tournament. So it's just the competitiveness of our section, again, that unfortunately we get only three. Boy, five from our section could really represent well. So it's just a lot of fun to see a Minnewaska in there as well, too. So.
Okay. Grace, let's talk about the other sections here. Actually, we're going to visit with Kristen DeYoung, the former Montevideo Gold Duster. We're going to talk with her at length about the Gold Dusters here today. But Grace knows a little bit about the Silhouettes because she got family on there. You heard the interview yesterday with her Aunt Julie, the head coach of the Silhouettes, and her cousin Lily. Let's talk about the Silhouettes. What are they dancing to the theme there?
Yes, Grace. This year they're doing a jungle theme, and they have these green and cheetah print silver gold uniforms, and they are very cool. They look good on the floor, and as we mentioned earlier, their fans, they did not disappoint today with the jungle theme. We see cheetah print and jungle print and a lot of animal print, so that's really exciting.
Okay. Do you have the roster there in front of you of the Silhouettes?
Yes. Our Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes, our head coach is Julie Janish, assistant coaches Chris Nerdahl, Ashley Belfany, Chelsea Torkey, and Emily LeBlanc, captains Lily Janish, Jenna Weir, Riley Enstead, Brooke Meyer, and Kayla Nordon. They're dancing about roughly 30 dancers. We got Justine Angelo, Cara Baker, Nevaeh Shaparo, Riley Enstead, Lauren Fagan, Kiara Gibson, Riley Haar, Brianna Hempel, Macy Irvine, Lily Janish, Kylie Nolenberg, Caitlin Lepke, Haley Lepke, Emma Melbested, Brooke Meyer, Kylie Meyer, Kendall Meyer, Delaney Myers, Kayla Nordon, Maya Ocho, Sanjan Poulan, and Kali Poulan, Nicole Rillo, Kiara Sackery, Riley Strike, Jenna Weir, Ava Wilkening, and Abby Winter.
All right, that's your roster there for high kick for the Silhouettes. And you really like their routine, don't you, Grace?
Yes, it's a very hard-hitting routine. I think one of the best routines the Silhouettes have ever put out. Very proud.
And how'd they do last week, Ken, in Montevideo at section?
Yep, last week they were section champions in high kick. We came in second. Montevideo came in third. The only difference there in Jazz, we came in first, YME came in second, Monty came in third. So, I mean, it's a very tight race coming out of sections. And like Grace mentioned, throughout the competitions and invitations throughout the year, it was kind of a coin toss and kick. You know, YME would win half the time, we would win half the time, it seemed like. So they've just been at a neck-and-neck parity level all season long. And then, you know, the other front runner coming out of sections is St. Cloud Cathedral, who, you know, used to be years ago, I was told, this morning, in section, or Class 1A, then bumped up to 2A for a number of years. The person I was visiting with didn't know exactly the number of years they were up in 2A, and now with the realigning and redistricting for the high school league, they're back down in 1A. So they've always been competitive in 1A and 2A. So they're a front runner as well, too, with our Shadows and the YME Silhouettes.
All right. Well, the PA announcer has started introducing the coaches and the captains.
Yes.
And they're coming out on the Target Center floor here. Very colorful, looking at all the different uniforms, isn't it?
Yes.
Kind of like a rainbow coming onto the Target Center floor. Absolutely.
One team, I didn't catch the name of it, but they're like neon orange. And there's the Lacapral Valley Eagles. Who's on the floor for the Eagles there, Grace?
We have head coach Carly Wagger and captains Riley Sawatsky, Emily Torstenson, and Haley Coyle.
And Grace, you mentioned earlier that they're kind of bright royal blue uniforms. really look good. There's only four of them on there. Carly's dressed up in the same color. We put those 25 dancers on the floor with the darker blue of the Target Center color. It's really going to look sharp.
Yes, looked really nice. And yesterday for Jazz, too, they looked super nice. You could see all the sparkles.
And Riley's
waving us up here. Yeah.
Riley's waving at us from the floor. How about that? Are you excited? We're about ready to get the Class A high kick underway here. And I'm pumped. How about you guys?
So excited, Paul.
Absolutely. It's going to be twice as good as yesterday because there's twice as many dancers on the floor for the Shadows and other teams, too.
And it looks like we have Layla Poo singing the national anthem here at prelims again.
Oh, at prelims. I thought she was going to do it at... All right, let's listen to Layla sing the national anthem again. We're going to stay right here. Layla Poo. Here's Layla with the national anthem. Shadows singing the national anthem once again. Got to be quite an honor for him. For her.
I don't know how they get selected for that, Paul. I think a few years ago, yesterday, Elle Weber had sang at a national anthem for our Shadows team, and Layla had the privilege to sing yesterday before the finals for Jazz, and today ahead of the prelims. Just unbelievable talent and voice.
Yeah, it's sure going to be fun. Well, what they're going to do now, they're going to start the Class A competition. Then they're going to take, there's 12 teams, as I mentioned. It'll take, so probably 1 o'clock or so, quarter to 1?
Yep.
Yep.
And so we'll be back on the air maybe a little before quarter to 1, and we'll have some guests with us as well, and then we'll find out who the Class A finalists to dance later in the afternoon. Good luck, Shadows.
Good luck, Shadows. As Stan said, go Shadows.
All right, how about it, Grace?
So excited. Can't wait to get going.
All right, put your halo back on.
Yes.
All right, I tell you what, we're going to take a break here and we'll come back. We're going to hear from the Shadows. They're going to introduce themselves to us here on Q92. And so we'll be back on the air after that about quarter to one this morning. So this afternoon, I should say. So we'll turn it back to you at the studios, Maynard.
Our state dance coverage from the Target Center brought to you in part by Ag Processing Incorporated in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services Dawson, United Prairie Insurance Agency in Madison, Ludvigson Tiling, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Lee Motor Company, Jenny O Turkey Store, Heather Nursery, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, B. Johnson Electric, Luke Oy and Aaron Tasto at Ridgeview Seeds, your local Beck Seed Dealers. State dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Ag Plus Cooperative, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, the Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Lathrop Farmers Mutual Insurance, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Dawson, Midwest Bank in Dawson, Sowearable Designs in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Zarbach Funeral Home in Madison, Steve Haas and Seth Haas, your Golden Harvest Seed Dealers, Heartland Eye Clinic, and the Western Guard Newspaper.
Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Hey, let's get to know the Lochaber Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows.
I'm Micaiah Poos. I'm in eighth grade. I have two sisters. I go to Lochaber, and I'm in softball. Shadows, and then cross country, and I like the team the most with Shadows.
I'm Reese Oxendorf. I am a freshman at Dawson Boyd. I am in Shadows, cross country, and track, and my favorite part is hanging out with my best friends every day.
I'm Addie Dahl. I'm in ninth grade. I go to Dawson Boyd. My favorite, or the sports that I'm in are dance, and I'm involved in choir because we're like a family, and yeah.
My name is Addison Tufto. I'm a freshman at Dawson. I'm in volleyball, dance, and track. I have two brothers, and my favorite thing about Shadows is the team as a family.
I'm Reese Johnson. I'm ninth grader at Dawson Boyd. I'm involved in volleyball, track, and dance, and my favorite part of the team is being with my best friends every day.
I'm Jada Kessler. I'm a freshman from Lacaparo. I'm in volleyball, dance, and track. And my favorite part about dance is bonding with everyone.
I'm Brandy Meyer. I'm in ninth grade. I go to Lacaparo. I'm involved in dance, volleyball, and softball. And my favorite part of Shadows is the friendships.
I'm Hannah Oy. I'm a freshman. I'm involved in tennis, Shadows, and softball. And my favorite thing is bonding with the team.
I'm Atiana Specht. I'm a sophomore. I go to Lacaparo. I have four younger brothers. And my favorite part about Shadows is riding to practice every day with Riley, Izzy, and Hannah.
Is that fun?
Yes, very.
My name is Isabella Jelly. I'm a sophomore at Lacaparo. I'm a part of Shadows and Ballet Dance District. And my favorite part about Shadows is that they're like a second family.
I'm Grace Fosick. I'm a 10th grader at Lacaparo Valley. I'm involved in cross country, golf, dance, and valley dance. And my favorite thing about dance is the support from the team.
I'm Jenna Coyle. I'm a sophomore. I'm in dance and volleyball. I have four older sisters and one older brother. I'm the youngest. And my favorite thing is killing it on the dance floor when we're dancing.
My name's Emerson Olson. I'm a sophomore at Dawson Boyd High School. I'm involved in volleyball and Shadows. I have four siblings, and my favorite part of Shadows is the family aspect.
My name is Regan Mortensen. I'm a junior at Dawson Boyd. I'm Justin Kick, and my favorite part about dance is being silly and getting to know everyone.
I am Rihanna Verkus. I am a junior at Dawson Boyd. I am a manager for the football team and a manager for the dance team. My favorite part about dance is watching the girls learn.
I'm Akili Winty. I'm a junior at Dawson Boyd. I'm Justin Kick. I'm in softball and Shadows. My favorite part about dance is forming new friendships.
I'm Peyton Moe. I'm a junior at Lacaparo Valley, and I'm on both Kick and Jazz. In school, I'm also involved in track, Valley Dance District, Agapes, band, student council, and National Honor Society. And my favorite part of Shadows is all the funny moments and laughs we have together.
My name is Landry Schmidt. I'm a junior at LQPV, and I'm Justin Kick. Outside of Shadows, I'm involved in NHS, Yearbook, Valley Dance, and Agapes. My favorite part of dance is all the team bonding that we do.
My name is Lexi Gluggy, and I'm a junior at Lacaparo Valley, and I'm just on the Kick team. Outside of Shadows, I'm involved in Valley Dance District, Shadows, Track, FFA, NHS, Yearbook, Agapes, and 4-H, and my favorite part of the team is how we're all like a family.
I'm Annika Fernholz. I'm a junior at Lacaparo, and I am on Kick and Jazz. Outside of dance, I'm involved in belly dance, NHS, cross country, track, and student council. And my parents are Brad and Christy Fernholz, and I have a brother named Gavin. And my favorite part about dance is just making everybody laugh.
I'm Isabella Jacobs. I'm a junior at Lacaparo. I'm in both Kick and Jazz. Outside of Shadows, I'm involved in NHS, golf, asset builders, and band. And then what I love about dance is that it's like never a dull moment.
My name is Reese Mitchell. I am a junior from Lacaparo, and I'm in Just Kick. At school, I'm involved in concert choir, National Honor Society, and asset builders. Outside of school, I'm involved in Valley Dance District, and I spend lots of time with my friends and family. My favorite part about Shadows is the best friends we make along the way and the lessons we take away from each other.
I'm Emily Torstensen. I'm a junior at Lacaparo. I'm in Kick and Jazz, and apart from Shadows, I'm involved in Valley Dance District, NHS, and Agapes, and my favorite thing about being a Shadow is all the bonds and friendships that are made.
I'm Haley Coyle. I'm a senior at Lacaparo Valley, and I'm Justin Kick. I'm involved in Asset Builders and FFA. My parents are Lisa and Brandon Coyle. I have one older brother and three sisters, and my favorite thing about being a shadow is how much fun we have and the bonds that we've grown.
Hi, my name is Layla Poost. I'm a senior from Lacaparo Valley, and I was in Kick and Jazz until I broke my foot. I am involved in student council, track, NHS, Asset Builders, FFA, concert choir, Agapes, Valley Dance District, and yearbook. And my favorite part of Shadows is all the amazing relationships that I've made within it.
Hi, I'm Riley Sawatsky. I am on Kick and Jazz, and I'm a senior this year. Outside of dance, I'm involved in choir, National Honor Society, STF, Agapes, softball, and volleyball. My favorite part about being a shadow is getting to be with all of these girls every single day and just watching us all grow as a team and closer together every single day. I love them so much with everything I have.
All right, that's your Lacaparo Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows, and they're going to do a little cheer for us right now.
And we hit the floor lights, all day lights, all night lights, and the fans lights, and the parking lights, and the pool lights, and the bell lights, and the bell lights, and the tunnel lights.
Q92's coverage of state dance competition from the Target Center with Paul Ramo, brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stilts Attorneys, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Appleton, Milan, and Marietta, Greg Thole Electric in Madison, Lacaparo Valley High School, Wager Chiropractic, Pioneer Seeds, Dean Martinson, Madison Bottling Company, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Haugen Insurance Agency, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, and CCM Health in Montevideo.